This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday he thinks Iran is playing with fire after the country announced it had exceeded the limit on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium. The limit was part of the 2015 international deal restraining its nuclear program.
No message to Iran. They know what they're doing. They know what they're playing with. And I think they're playing with fire.
An earlier White House statement reiterated the U.S. position that it would never allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told the semi-official news agency ISNA that Iran had crossed the 300-kilogram limit on its stockpile. China is condemning Monday's violent protests in Hong Kong as an outright challenge to the one-country, two-systems formula under which the autonomous city is ruled by the mainland. Thousands of demonstrators used the 22nd anniversary of Hong Kong's reunification with China to break into the city's legislative building. Protesters shattered glass, sprayed pro-democracy slogans, and defaced portraits of lawmakers. Tuesday, Legislative Council President Andrew Leung also condemned the protesters' attack, which he says undermines core values of Hong Kong.
As the chairman of the Electoral Commission, I'm concerned about the working environment and safety of the colleagues of the secretariat. No security staff were injured. I'm thankful for their dedication and commitment.
The break-in ended after riot police arrived on the scene and used tear gas to disperse the protesters. Illegal miners at a copper and cobalt mine run by Glencore in southeastern Congo defied a deadline on Tuesday to vacate the site. This is VOA News. A Philippine man has been identified as one of two people who carried out a suicide bombing attack on a military outpost last